Ain't it the truth? KUS, College Station Bryan. Senor Diodato? Silver Play? I'm your host, DJ Noggin. We chilling down here in the Bell Studios. Hit me up. 779-KEOS is the number to call. What up, Austin, Texas? Morning to you. I hear y'all are out there. We are still in the pledge drive, I do believe. I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. Dewey Rhodes, giving online pledges for behalf of all the hippies still around. I appreciate that, homie. And man, the Stewarts hooking it up. Props to Daryl, Justin, and Rihanna. In honor of them, that is. So thank y'all. Hit me up, 779-KUS, or hit up that website, kus.org. Click the donate button. I believe we're almost through with the pledge drive. But anyway, something else I like to do during the pledge drive is play only stuff that we have here in the library. So we're going to get that kicked off right now with Isaac Hayes. All the records and CDs are coming from the radio station, so if you enjoy us, this is what we got. Giving it back to y'all. Holler at me. Isaac, you around? Sample City right here. Here it comes.
Oh. walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. So if I seem broken in two, please walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. Let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave me when you said goodbye. Oh, mama, walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. Please, oh, walk on by.
jam right here.
Billy Joe grew restless on the farm, a boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down, and his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rolled away, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Bill with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son, leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
The legend there, Mr. Johnny Cash, doing one of my favorite Johnny Cash songs. That was "Don't Take Your Guns to Town." Before that, Isaac Hayes doing a "Walk On By." And we are here on KEOS. Fun drive time, so call us up. Make those donations, keep us on the air. Appreciate everybody that has so far, especially them online ones. Even if I can't see them all in real time and know what's going on. I got a little list in front of me, but I do appreciate y'all. But if you want some rep, just call me up. 779-KEOS. Become a member. Well, it's 53 degrees right about now. Looking about like it's going to stay like this today. Warming up just a little bit over the weekend, but strong chance of storms all weekend. Well, strong as 30 or 40, 50%, whatnot, up until Sunday. Monday, Tuesday clears up, but temperatures are still around 70. So looking like some pleasant days ahead, if you ask me. Well, like I said, I'm only pulling records from the library here. And one of them that we have that I bet you ain't got, maybe you never heard, is this collection of Australian country and western songs. Like real southern and real western. Or is it all backwards down there? I don't know. Anyway, I think this is Chad Morgan. Call me up, 779-KEOS.
Here I'm standing at the bar. I've had seven drinks so far. And I'll relate as time goes past the things I see through the bottom of my glass. I see a long-haired lout nearby trying to catch the barmaid's eye, but I reckon he'd flake if ever he smelled a cork. He yelled at the barmaid, give me a beer, but some joker said they don't serve girls here. And when the fella pinched him, you should have heard him squawk. Here I'm standing at the bar. I've had seven drinks so far, and I'll relate as time goes past the things I see through the bottom of my glass. There's two blokes here in business suits. They act as if they couldn't care two hoots. You'd think that they were cobbers, it is true. What a funny setup this is. One bloke's chasing the other bloke's missus, and the other bloke's chasing the other bloke's missus too. Now I'm nice and full of wine. I tell you folks, I'm feeling fine. I'll head for the lounge, grab a Sheila with some class. Everything went according to plan, but the one I grabbed was with her old man. Now I don't look good through anybody's glass. Now I'm laying at the bar. I've had 30 drinks so far, and I'll relate as time goes past the things I see through the bottom of my glass.
I saw a suicidal pigeon standing in the street playing chicken with the traffic. Each time the light turned green, so I hollered out to him, "Hey man, what you trying to prove?" He said nothing. So I sat down on the curb and opened up my sack and offered him the bun off of my Big Mac. After all, they do come with three. He said, "No thanks man, I'm allergic to sesame seeds." Well, I knew I was gonna have to act fast if I wanted to save that bird or make that conversation last. The writing was on the wall, soon rush hour would begin, and that would spell disaster for my little feathered friend, so I joined him. That's right, I walked out in the middle of that street, and I sat down next to that pigeon on the warm concrete. A fairly dangerous move, but I didn't care. I was on a mission to save a brother in despair. I said, "You've had a rough life, I guess." He said, "What do you think? I'm a pigeon, dumbass." He said, "My life is cursed. I don't even have a nest. And everywhere I go, I leave behind a mess." Then he told me a story. "Do you know what it's like to be a pigeon?" he asked. "Well, I never really thought about it, but I guess it's pretty bad." He said, "We're at the bottom of the food chain as far as birds go, and I've forgotten more about ugly than you'll probably ever know. People don't take us serious, and I don't know the reason. I mean, when's the last time you heard, 'Hey man, it's opening day of pigeon season?' And you never see a pigeon on a stamp or a dollar bill, or on a flag or with an olive branch or some symbol of goodwill." I said, "Yeah, you got a point." He said, "When I was younger, I fell in love with this chick. She was graceful, easy to look at, and had a wingspan that wouldn't quit. When I first met her, I tried to palm myself off as a dove, but eventually Mother Nature robbed me of my first true love. You see, I started putting on a weight, then my feathers changed colors, and almost overnight I developed this foul-smelling odor. I knew it was only a matter of time before she lost interest, so I bade farewell to my fair-weathered princess. He said, you know, a pigeon's life is no walk in the park, and you never feel at home no matter where you are. I said, yeah, I know the feeling, it's hard to fit in. He said, so what do you do for a living? I said, I'm a musician. He said, man, I thought I had it bad. Then I began to tell him my story and how I understood about being looked down upon by everyone in the neighborhood. But I no sooner started talking when that little bird flew away. Well, I've lost the attention of bigger crowds, so I really can't complain. But I like to think in some small way I played a hand in helping that pigeon get back on his feet again. Sometimes all it takes is a sympathetic ear, and sometimes it just takes a story that you're willing to share. And you know, I learned a lesson from that bird, and I think he'd agree that there's always someone out there who's got it worse off than me. And when life's got me down and I feel like quitting, I can't help but remembering the story of the suicidal pigeon.
So spread your wings and fly, don't be afraid to try. Pick yourself up when you fall. Throw out everything you know, just make it up as you go. There's a little imagination in us all.
He said, I left California back in 76. The music died with Jimi Hendrix, and things got crazy in San Francisco. But thumbing across the country, man, I thought it would freeze, so I followed Buffett to the Florida Keys. Nearly got busted with a load of snow-white cargo. But I picked up this boat in the illegal deal. You could say I got a hell of a steal, but I couldn't stay there, so I headed for Isla Madal. But as a sea captain, man, I ain't worth a damn. Out in the ocean, I got all turned around. Then I limped into Bolivar with a hole in my hull. But I said, if I ain't sinking, well, I must be swimming. If I ain't dead, I must be living. Living is a thing that scares me the most. And if I ain't sleeping, well, I better be fishing. If I ain't anchored, I will be drifting. But all in all, I guess I'm doing pretty good since I hit my third coast. Quit the weed and poking holes in my arms. You gotta stay straight to weather these storms. When they're blowing off the gulf in the fall of the year. See, Port Bolivar, it was a blessing to me. It gave me a chance to give it back to the sea. Thank God every morning when I wake up and I'm still here. And I ain't sinking, so I must be swimming. I ain't dead, so I must be living. And living is the thing that scares me the most. fishing, well, I better be fishing. If I ain't anchored, I will be drifting. But all in all, I'm doing pretty good since I hit my third coast. Make ends meet, cause the rope's too short when you're on your knees. You gotta listen for the ring if you're gonna answer the call. Cause fishing ain't fishing if fishing ain't fun. Living ain't living unless you feel like you won. Winning ain't winning if it ain't worth the cost. You see, if you ain't sinking, well, you're swimming. If you ain't dead, you're living. And living is a thing that better scare you most. And if you ain't sleeping, well, you better be fishing. You ain't anchored, you will be drifting. All in all, you'll be doing pretty good when you find your third coast. When you find your third coast. The old Jack had rolled out of his bunk about 6:30 in the morning and say, Larry Joe, you will learn how to sail today? If you do, you better get up. See, boy, you gotta get your sea legs under you. You gotta get right. You gotta roll in them waves when they come in. Are you listening to me? You just like all the rest. You ain't listening, boy. Said, I left California back in 76. Music died with Jimi Hendrix.
Larry Joe Taylor. With Third Coast right there. Mark David Manders before that was Suicidal Pigeon and Chad Morgan off of the Dusty Roads collection, which is a set of Australian country and western songs, doing Things I See. I just like that one because he said bloke. And I don't even know what that means. Just kidding. It means dude. Holler at me. 779-KEOS. Should appreciate all the love I've gotten so far. And if you'd like to join KEOS, I know a few of y'all have, and we sure appreciate it. Make that donation here during our pledge drive. It's how we stay alive. You can call me up, or you can go online to KEOS.org. And they make a big deal about it being secure and silent or quiet. secret, if you will. Nobody has to know. Well, something I've always liked about this here radio station is bringing in live local artists and whatnot and having them do their own little thing here in the studio. And the first guy that helped me out with that was our good buddy Chris Catalina. And this is from the set he did in here this year with the Native Americans. So, Chris, are you there? Not really. Here we go. Watch this. It's like I noticed all. Chris Catalina right here. Call me up, 779-KUS.
This is one of our songs. It's called Dandy Fine.
In this world, you are a thief. No matter how discreet, it's the biggest ones you've never seen. The scotch you beat in stealing hearts is dandy and fine. I'm sure it just happens all the time. Somehow rhymes with defeat. And in this world, you are the thief who's been stealing from underneath. And in this world, there's nothing but thieves. Have a friend when your lights are shining so dim, when your dimes are wearing thin under your seat. And it don't pay to stick around in a one-horse town. Just a thief, no matter how discreet, it's the biggest ones you'll never see. And they've got you dangling from your strings, and stealing hearts is dandy fine. I'm sure it just happens all the time. Thank you.
winding down. I never thought I'd hear such a sound. And there's no crime in stepping out. Never seen. Shake Sugary in song.
Our mother, that it gives birth to us. You don't treat your mother the way we treat the efficient, we gotta have a green economy and all that stuff, but we haven't fundamentally changed in our relationship with the biosphere.
And if we...
We'll be right back.
nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short barrel bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness that shone in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Swinging doors, sawdust floors, a heartache drowns as the whiskey pours. There's a hole in the wall from some free-for-all. The ringing crack of that old cue ball. I've been falling in here for what seems like years, where the tears and the lonely belong, and wonder what's going on beyond that blue neon. Tell, there's people out there who don't know what losing you means. They don't have a heart that just falls apart at the mention of your name. pretend the world didn't end right when I knew you were gone. I guess life still goes on beyond that blue neon. People out there who don't know what losing you means. They don't have a heart that just falls apart at the mention of your name. But it's a quarter to two, and I don't have a clue as to what I'll do from now till dawn. I wonder what's going on that blue neon. Lord, what's going on beyond that blue neon?
Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Be my good luck card, baby, stay here all your days. Love my queen, I will make my one last stay. Jack of diamonds, queen of spades, we'll go hand in hand. If you'll be my queen, I will always be your man.
KEOS. That there was actually for Sheila. I did break from the only stuff I could find in the library tradition because we can't find her in Norton Buffalo, so I found some otherwise. So thank you. There you go, and appreciate the props on the subliminal message that I was sending out there. Roy Rogers and Norton Buffalo right there with Jack of Diamonds and Queen of Spades. George Strait before that, Beyond the Blue Neon. Marty Robbins, Mr. Shorty. That one's going out to our own Mr. Shorty. Santana did Bon Bier, Ban By or something. Chris Catalina, of course, did Dandy Fine here on KEOS, College Station and Bryan. 89.1 FM. And I got a double dose for y'all from the Aggieland Humane Society. It's Brandon and Kathy.
Woohoo.
Good morning.
Hey, whoa, you're both there. Amazing. I bring it up, I turn it on, and I hope it works. And we got gold right there.
It's all good.
Yeah. So wow. What's going on?
Well, we've got a lot of things going about that we're going to talk about. First off, still looking for those fosters. We can have kittens and puppies come in anytime. I think we actually have a few kittens now that could possibly use some fostering. You can go to our website and it'll tell you all about what you need to do to sign up and everything that goes about becoming a foster. We have our 12 Strays of Christmas going on. We have select animals at $12.
It just started, yeah?
Yeah, just started Tuesday, I do believe. Okay. Was that the 11th? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going on all the way up until Christmas. We're going to have select animals at $12. Come on out. Maybe you can find yourself a forever friend. We still have the Bark and Build dog houses. We have, I believe, four of them. Go to our Facebook, Aggieland Humane Society Facebook page. Scroll down. You can see pictures there. Come on out. Maybe one of your animals would love to have one. Bring your dog out. Let them try it out.
A fancy, newfangled, homemade
Art Deco.
Art Deco.
Really cool dog
green.
Houses. Yes, green.
Green dog houses.
Recycled. Definitely.
And not necessarily in color.
Yeah. Well, there's some of them are pretty colorful.
Well, I mean, not necessarily green in color.
Oh, okay.
Green in theory.
Definitely.
There
definitely.
You go. Okay.
Remember, it's getting cold outside. A little warmer today, but remember a windbreak, doghouse, some hay on the ground, blankets, something to help keep that animal a bit warmer. Trust me, it goes a long way because if you're cold outside, chances are they're going to be cold outside.
Do like I do and let them sleep in the bed.
That'll work. That's pretty. I know they know that's pretty darn warm. Also, Christmas is coming up. If you're looking to get someone that forever friend for them and you're not sure what they want, we have gift certificates. It's not a
probably
not
a better idea.
Definitely. It's not a good thing to go out and get that animal for them, and it may be the one that you really like, and it's not the one they like. They may want it the Chihuahua when you want it the Great Dane, so it makes a difference. Make sure that you get them what they want so you can get that gift certificate, put it under the tree, and let them come out and pick out the animal.
Serious miscalculation.
Definitely, definitely.
Great Dane Chihuahua.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a pretty broad spectrum there, but it could happen. And Kathy has some stuff that she wants to talk to us about.
How's it going, Kathy?
Well, it's going great. We really are blessed this Christmas, and we're looking forward to January and February. In the new year, we're going to have an amazing program where everybody in Brazos County can get a rebate if they spay and neuter their pet.
All right.
So plan ahead, save a little money for that spay or neuter. Call your vet, make an appointment for January or February. And once you pay the bill and get your pet home, send us a copy of your vet bill, and we will send you $20 for every spay and neuter you do.
Awesome.
We want to incentivize people to spay and neuter, and this is the perfect time because all those young animals will be coming into heat by February and March and making puppies and kittens that there are no homes for. So it's really, really important to spay and neuter early, and the veterinarians are waiting for your call, and they'll have little flyers in their office to hand out to give people to remind them where to send the bill so that we can send you your $20 rebate. So if you're feeding a bunch of cats, you've got 10 cats at home, and you make appointments, work out a deal with your vet, 10 times 20 is $200 to spay and neuter those pets.
If you can catch them.
And we have humane traps that we rent to help catch them.
That's awesome, because I wanted to ask you about that, because I was feeding this cat.
Yeah.
Pretty girl. Holler at you. And she had one ear and two different color eyes, a bunch of toes. And she would come around, and I was wondering, what is the best way to do that? You sounds like you guys have traps.
We do.
Humane
They're
traps.
Called humane traps, and you put in some food in the back of the trap. They go in to eat the new delicacies, and the door closes behind them. Then you just bring them right to the veterinarian and tell the veterinarian that it's never been touched by human hands so that they are prepared.
Except for that
for
one time when she got me really good when I tried to pick her up.
Those feral cats deserve to be spayed and neutered, but it is good to be cautious and careful with them.
And I would say make sure that they are a wild cat. You don't want to be taking your neighbor's cat in.
Well,
I was pretty sure because I was out there in the country, didn't have any neighbors, and they said this cat, the neighbors I did have said this cat had been around for forever. And so I was going to try to do the thing, but like I said, that one time I tried to catch her.
Yeah.
She got me.
Well, you know, there are some cats that work the neighborhood. So knock on doors.
That's right. That's
get everybody
saying.
To agree that we're taking Fifi in or whatever and get her spayed, because one cat can be responsible for 50 new cats a year.
Oh.
Because that girl have kittens, grandkittens and great-grandkittens, and by the end of the year, they're all making kittens.
Yes.
So one cat turns into 50. So spend that $50 or $100 on that spay, get $20 back, and don't have 50 cats next year.
Well, that's awesome.
Really, really appreciate your help on that.
That is good to know, and I'm glad you came in here to tell me that, because I was wondering. So hit y'all up for a trap if you need it, even.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got anything else?
Just give out the website. That's AggieLaneHumane.org. Remember, if you want to be a foster and anything else, you can go to the website and check all that stuff out. Again, that's AggieLaneHumane.org. You can give us a call at 979-775-5755. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or come on out and say hi at 5359 Leonard Road.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Kathy and Brenton.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, thank y'all very much. As always, a pleasure and a double dose of pleasure right there this morning here on KEOS. Still in the fun drive, so call us up if you love us, if you want to join us, 779-KEOS. You can also hit up that website at KEOS.org.